views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen, and you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm so happy and so grateful always to be here on Monday morning, and I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. So this week, and as you know, I say this weekly, and I always bring in my experiences into my show and what I go through and how I go through it. And, you know, for me, it's just real life. It's real life application of, what comes up, you know, and how to go through situations and grow through a situation and realize lessons and make adjustments. And so I've been thinking, especially for me, being Christian, I've been thinking a lot about suffering, given we just celebrated Easter. And I got to thinking a lot about suffering. And one of my goals in my life, one of my life goals is literally to live joyfully each minute of every day. And I'm not there yet. However, there's a considerable difference. I can really look and take inventory and take measure every few months of what my life looks like and how I'm experiencing life. And the desire to live joyfully every minute of each day is, I'm getting older, and it is a reality of that. You start to realize that time is the most precious commodity. You realize that, you know, as you age, a maturity happens from life experiences. And so you just start to, I don't want to say care less, because I want to take this from a loving approach, but people's opinions, if it's not, you know, if it doesn't mean, if it's not my immediate inner circle, people's opinions just, you know, really don't weigh on my life. People's comments, gossip, just, you know, silly, mundane, you know, ridiculous things that go on daily that could distract us and take us away from experiencing joy in our life. It really has, a lot of that has fallen away, and has fallen away, one, from age and maturity, but also from work that I've done and from taking an active role in my life for making what matters matter, you know, looking at priorities and really, you know, just wanting to make the most out of every day in an experience. And it's those, what I think those moments that, you know, granted, we have beautiful memories and, beautiful experiences from major experiences like vacations and graduations or births or marriages. But every day we are offered experiences that's what makes up the majority of our life. And so it's become so important to me to experience joy. And even in even in our trials and tribulations, even in our moments of whether it's a really, really tough moment that of suffering, or sometimes suffering, I bring on suffering myself, you know, coming from a time in my life when I did give too much care to what other people thought about my life or what other people said about my life, that caused me suffering. And that was brought on by myself. And so, you know, we're given these situations and given these experiences, and it's, you know, has become my goal to, no matter what is going on, to experience that joy. And I want to be real here, like, right, let's be real and say that there's all sorts of suffering levels that happen in our life. So experiencing a death of a loved one is a significantly different suffering than a friend turning their back on you or not getting, you know, the dream job that you thought you would get. So through our conversation today, I don't have to differentiate situations here for our purposes, because what I would like to share with you today is it's about a belief about suffering, a belief about what suffering can do for us. It's our conversation today is about why we make choices not to be joyous in suffering. It's about what suffering gives us, what we can learn from suffering, what we experience in suffering. It's about experiencing joy in suffering when others around you are suffering. What does that do to them or for them? And finally, I want to chat about what is the secret in the joy of finding joy in suffering. So when we have our conversation today, we don't have to differentiate the types of the situations or the circumstances that cause our suffering, because again, I want to share with you a belief. I want to share with you taking that belief and putting it into action in our lives. I say this all the time, but it's important to me. I'm very much an action step kind of person. And so with my experiences, I'm always about what can I do and what role can I play? So if I'm actively, I'm actively taking action on moving towards my goals, it's such a huge source of contentment for me. It's about, not having, idle time. It's about having a purpose. So that's why for action steps for me are important, and therefore I want to share those action steps with you. So let's jump in, because I'm excited. There's a lot to talk about today. So let's kick it off. So it's no secret, my love of Jesus. I mean, I'm a minister. I have received a calling to go back to Bible college, to finish my degree, to become an ordained minister, to then go ahead and create a ministry, which we're in the process of doing and getting very close to launching. So there'll be details on that coming soon. But that's where my growth comes from. And so what I want to establish first is, the truth about suffering. I want to establish the truths. So let's start first with the truth that circumstances are going to happen that cause suffering. That's biblical truth. There is no truth in the belief, and if you believe, that we're never going to go through difficult times. It's interesting because I was having this conversation yesterday at a family event, and my sister-in-law brought up that she notices that that my niece she said always gets what she wants, and it's a very general statement. And when we were having the conversation, my sister-in-law mentioned that it might be a worthy experience to not get something and go through that suffering, and so there's truth in that there's something is always going to happen that cause that causes us to suffer. And so whether we perceive it for ourselves or for somebody else, that, you know, maybe somebody does seem to always get what they want, that does not mean that they're not going through suffering. It could mean that they have a certain belief and a perspective about suffering. And that's what I want to talk about today. But I just want to reinforce the truth is that the truth is that we're going to go through tough times in our life. It's just the way that it just is a truth. And I want to talk about what we'll talk about later in the show about what we get from that. But that's my foundation. That is my truth. So when I'm going through something difficult, there's no surprise. There's no, like, I know that my life is going to be about hills and valleys. And so that's a truth. The next truth is, and what I love about is that the most repeated command in the Bible is to be happy. So God tells us more than anything else in different ways to praise the Lord. Do not be afraid, rejoice, give thanks. Those are all commands in essence to be happy. So think about this. More than anything else, God commands us to be happy. God wants us to be truly deeply happy, not just in heaven and not just someday, it's today, right? Not when circumstances take a turn for the better, today, whatever the circumstances are, whatever is going on, not when the sorrow or the darkness finally lifts, God wants you to taste real joy today. And I'm not minimizing what you're going through. I'm not minimizing the trials that you're experiencing. There have been moments in my life where the suffering has paralyzed me. The suffering has, the gripping of fear has just kept me in my tracks, has frozen me. So I know what you're feeling. I understand. But right now, that's the command and that's a truth. And what's so especially beautiful in that is that God does not contradict himself. So if he is commanding us to be joyful in life, and there's a truth in that there are trials in our life and there will be suffering, that means that he gives us a solution. And he gives us the solution to be joyful in our suffering. So the idea of experiencing joy in suffering is really a truth. That is a truth. So let's recap that for a moment. Your truth is we will experience trials in our life. It's just, that's the truth. The truth is that we are commanded to be happy. And therefore the truth is, because God does not contradict himself, there is the solution. He gives us a solution for us to experience joy in our suffering. So the truth is that joy can happen in suffering, that it's there. So we're going to take a break, and then when we get back, I'm going to break down each of the points that I just mentioned, and we're going to go through this. And I'm just so excited about this, because this really has been such an aha moment for me, and just a huge source of, you know, the joy that I experience in my life on a daily basis has been tremendous. And I want that so much for all of you. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Imagine that you can create anything you choose. Literally, imagine it. Join us to explore the neuroscience of imagination, intention, and ClearSpeak. Tune in to ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Jeanette Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, as she explores how your inner dialogue, your conversations, and the words you choose to use can help set goals you keep, achieve greater health and resources, and feel the ease and flow of loving your life. For more information, visit JeanetteWolf.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. All right, I'm going to dive right in because I always have more to say than I have time. So the first point that I want to talk about is what I had mentioned before, is why we make choices, why we make the choice not to be joyous in our suffering. So I'm not going to go into so much detail because, to be honest with you, this is a show there's so much to this about the choices, why we make the choices we make. I'm going to skip right to the no nonsense tool that I use in my own life. And that is the truth in the Bible. And the truth is what we said, that there are going to be trials in our life and we are commanded to be joyful. So I make the choice. So I just, that's it. I make the choice based on truth. And that truth, right, is, so I'm making a choice that I'm commanded to be joyful. So I'm going to see the joy in what I'm going through. And that's, that's the tool, right? So the tool is, the action step is that you start bringing in the belief, right? And you do that through affirmations. You do that through writing. You do that through that self-talk about what you believe. And you bring in the belief that stuff is going to happen in my life that doesn't feel good, that that feels like it's crushing sometimes. And then that I am going to look for the joy in the situation. I'm going to look for the joy in the trial and start to focus on that perspective of it and that piece of it, rather than what I have done in the past. And what I've done in the past is, why me? Why am I going through this? Feeling powerless, telling ourselves a story, right? What's the story I'm saying? What's the story that I'm telling myself about the situation? I can remember a time, and I don't know if any of you have done this too, but I can remember a time in my life where I'm going through this suffering and it's, actually, with my self-talk, making the situation so much worse. Like, I just find myself in this vicious pattern of saying worse things about it and talking about it and making it way worse than what it is. And so there's so many, again, there's so many layers here that I would need to talk about on a separate show. There's a victim mindset that I've used in the past. There's a deserving aspect of this, right? There's a worthiness aspect of this. And so what I choose to do is I make the choice of how I view suffering. So the tool, making the choice, is I make the choice not to go into that negative spiral about it. I choose to look at the truth about it, that it's going to happen, and that in it, that there is joy. And so when my mind wants to go to a place of making the suffering so negative and so more horrific, then I'm quick to bring back the truth of, yes, like, you know what, things are going to happen and I can get through this. There is joy in this. There's joy going through this. There's joy on the other side. And that leads me right into another tool that I use, is that I want to talk about what the suffering can do for us. Okay. So is the, right, the truth is that we're going to go through suffering, and that suffering has a reason. And so in my testimony, when I recognize what suffering does for me, joy comes much more easily and quickly, much more easily and quickly. I could list off for you off the top of my head 40 plus Bible verses that are truth about what suffering teaches us. And so, and what suffering does for us. So I'm going to minimize that list. I'm going to talk about what I use personally in what suffering does for me as a tool. But again, having so many verses about what suffering gives us in a positive, what it gives us is, again, that reinforces the truth about suffering and joy. And so looking at the suffering as, what I'm going to take out of this, what I'm gaining. And again, too, this isn't, you know, we don't have to talk about, you know, the situations, how different they can be. Having this process and what this does, this is about establishing a process, a belief, using tools, and also it's about rebounding. It's about whether or not how long that suffering keeps you down. It's about moving through the stages of grief. It's about whether or not you will expend the energy on giving suffering energy and expending that energy on that suffering versus what the suffering is doing for you. I hope I'm explaining that well. So when you start to focus on the positives, then that propels you forward into more positive. So let's talk about what suffering, what it can do for you and what's been so helpful for me. So I just want to talk about one more reinforcement for the truth about suffering, is that if you look at 2 Corinthians verses 8 and 9, it says, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. And again, the truth is, what is being said here is that we are going to experience mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual suffering. And there's your truth. That's part of your truth. Now, it's the choices that we make about that truth that gives us the result. Okay? And again, taking the second truth of God commands us to be happy. So therefore, in suffering is the solution for happiness. In suffering, we can experience joy. So what do I look at? What does suffering give me? Well, suffering, God uses suffering for to mature us in Christ. So what happens is in James 1, it says, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, right? And then let that steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. So trials can be counted as joy because God is persevering our faith, right? He's making us more Christ-like. There have been other shows that I've done that I've talked about how important faith is and what it does for us and what it gives us. And have you ever been, you know what I mean, in a conversation or in a situation, you're like, I wish I had more faith. How do I get more faith? Well, that's how you get more faith. It's through your suffering. It's what you're going through. That's how it's built. That's how it grows, right? That's how it's developed. Suffering also teaches us that God is more interested in character than comfort. It's about chipping away at your character, who you are, who you're becoming, how you grow. I meet people all the time and in coaching, and they're like, Jen, I wanna grow in my career. I wanna grow in my beliefs. I wanna grow in my faith. I wanna grow in parenting. Well, it's like taking a piece of stone and slowly chiseling away at it. I wanna grow in my physical body. Well, that's what happens. It's not about comfort, right? That saying, life begins at the end of your comfort zone, or growing happens outside of your comfort zone, or all these amazing things happen outside of your comfort zone. That has to do with the character that you're building, the character who you're becoming. So that's just such a wonderful, wonderful belief to focus on while you're going through the suffering, and start to take notice of who are you becoming. Who, like, think about it. Think about how you handle something today than how you handled something a year ago, and celebrate that. You know, suffering also, this is so special. Suffering allows us to comfort others who suffer. Isn't that amazing? God brings us through suffering so we can comfort others who are suffering, right? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our afflictions so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort that we have been comforted by. I mean, how many times I love, you know, when I'm going through something, to reach out to someone who gets me, who understands me, who understands what I've gone through, who knows, right? And I'm like, what did you do? How can you help me? I mean, and we're all connected, and that's what we're here for. That's part of our mission here. So as you're going through the suffering, think about, right, what you can do with that, who you can help, who they can lean on you. Such a wonderful, wonderful feeling. When we get back from break, we're going to continue with this list because there's so much more. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Gen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Okay, so back to what suffering gives us, and therefore I take that, and that's part of me finding my joy in the suffering, is that suffering opens up ministry opportunities. So it's a little different than we just mentioned before, break that. Suffering allows us to give comfort to others. And this is very similar, but what happens sometimes and what's so amazing, and I've seen it over and over again, is that let's use illness as an example. After going through something so impactful on your life, you all of a sudden you get this intense calling to go out and help people, to go out and share your story, to go out and make a difference, to go out, or, you know, I just was talking again with my sister-in-law yesterday. She was in this life-changing car accident and really walked away, and it completely gave her new perspective. And in her suffering, right? It was a long road to recovery, but she has a brand new perspective. She has a new view on life, which then that is impacting others. That makes, you know, we smiling at someone impacts them. A smile a day. Can you imagine if you just smiled at one person every day, the impact that you would have on the world? It's so that comes from your sufferings. Suffering humbles us. I love humbling. Being humble. I ask for teaching on being humble a lot. God has beautifully taken me down a lot of notches in pride and has given me humility. And it's such a different experience in life. And so it makes, you know, my heart has opened, the joy that it has given me has been tremendous. And so, but without the suffering to go through, when I first asked God to, you know, take me down a few notches and to change my heart on and make me more humble, there was a big suffering circumstance. And now I look back, and without that circumstance, I couldn't have been knocked down as quickly as I was. And I couldn't have transformed as quickly as I did and as much as I did in such a short period of time. So suffering humbles us. Suffering teaches us patience. Another word for patience is endurance. That is used a lot in the Bible. It's not only, it's faith endurance. It's patience endurance. It's time endurance. You know, suffering, God has such a different perspective on time. He doesn't have time. He's not held to a clock. We're held to a clock. So we think about, you know, okay, how much longer is this going to go on for? And if that's going to be your approach, if that's going to be your belief, if that's what you're going to focus on, man, it's going to be a long suffering. It's going to be a long suffering. And another thing too, that I say to myself is that I get excited to point out to myself what I'm learning in my suffering, which gives me joy. And I look, there's no biblical truth to this statement. And this is not what God says. This is what I'm saying from my experience. I just feel that I transform faster. That the more it's like taking in knowledge, right? The if you read a book on a subject and read it in a month, by the end of the month, you're going to know about that subject. But if you read it in a week, then you're going to know about it in the week. And then the next week, you can read another book on the same subject and learn more. And the third week, learn more. And so I approach suffering like that, in that I am like, okay, what can I learn from this? And I'm hungry for it. And so I feel like I transform faster. And this I love. This is my favorite. Suffering increases our dependence on God. And we learn, right? And this is written, this is scripture, where we learn that God's grace is sufficient for us, for his power is perfected in weakness. Paul said he delighted in weaknesses and hardships and difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong. And I've said this about myself before, is that there was one year where I was going through a lot of suffering. There were a lot of hard times. I was being squeezed. And I got to the point where I just was so excited and so grateful for the transformation that was happening. And I could rely on God's strength. I was like, give me more, make it tougher, make it harder. So, because I knew that I could get through because I had him. And it was such a, like, that's joy. That's part of where the joy comes from. Let's talk about now about experiencing joy when others are suffering, right? Sometimes I've heard from some of you that saying that, well, if I'm surrounded by people who are suffering, or if I'm consoling someone who's suffering, how can I experience joy in that? And that, or what about hiding my joy that I'm feeling because I want to be compassionate with them? And the two are unrelated. It's about you showing them that there's joy in this, and that joy is to be found on the other side. So you can be their beacon of light. You can be their beacon of hope for them. You can be a representative who can say, like, look, this is what I went through. This is what happened. This is how I got through it. This is what the other side looks like. So talk about that with them. Share your experience with them. Share that, where you found the joy. I feel like we're so, I don't know the psychology behind it. I can only share what I've done. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it's a feeding frenzy of sadness, you know, where someone is going through such suffering, and it's almost like I want to suffer with them, and I talk more about suffering, and I show my suffering versus showing my joy. And it's this feeding on top of each other. And so rather than that, be the light for them, right? Be the light for them. Show them what can happen. Show them how to go through this. Show them what it can give you. I mean, it's such a big, I don't know, in suffering, I think suffering and our experiences and what we've gone through and what we've grown through, I think is for me, it's one of our best ways to impact people, to share with them, to connect with them, to experience with them. And in that is the joy. In that comes joy. And so we start to, I hope you're starting to see that it's about the process of what suffering can do for us. And that's where the joy is found, right? So it's not about being disrespectful to the circumstance. I think that happens. I know that happened with me through the death of a loved one, people from the outside, right? I think if we're not seen as weeping, if we're not seen as suffering, then we haven't experienced the magnitude of the loss. I think that's been a really twisted belief that our society has created, and I'm not really sure where it came from. But it's almost like when you're going through, like if you're not devastated by a loss, or if you're not devastated by an event that maybe devastates someone else, then it's like, I don't know, it's like this weird twisted gauge on emotion. It's like this weird twisted gauge on loss. And it has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with that. It's where you're, for me, I'm gaining my strength through God. And so it's the changes that He's made inside of me. It's the belief that in this suffering, there is joy. And I choose to find that joy and extract that joy and use it for my life. That's a belief. That's a process. And this is what I'm sharing with you today. So I hope that makes sense in what I'm saying, is that it doesn't let go of the, I don't know, maybe call it a belief, but let go of the belief that because you're not on the ground devastated, that your pain's not real or the suffering's not real. It's just how you're going through it. It's your process. It's your belief. It's your approach. It's what you take from suffering. It's the strength that you're getting from God. And if you have to, you know, really every show, I always bring up the fact of checking ourselves in the mirror. Look at yourselves in the mirror. If you're judging someone based on their experience of suffering, or based on how they react, or based on, you got to check yourself. That's, you look in the mirror, you see, you know what I mean? Whenever we judge, that's, when I have moments of judging, I so appreciate what that teaches me, because my red flag goes up and I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. What do I need to look at here? What's going on with that I'm judging someone? Before we're going to go to break, but I just want to leave you with this saying. My mother-in-law used to say this to me, and it's so true. Whether a king loses his crown or a little girl loses her doll, the pain is just the same. And so that just goes to reinforcing what I've just said about don't look at, you know, don't look at your, of a reaction dictating what level of pain that you're experiencing. That's not what this is about. I hope I shared that. So let's take a quick break. And when we get back, I want to go through the secrets that I use for experiencing that joy. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
You said forever, you said always. Now you know, things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Luz, empowerment coach and spiritual mentor, reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Luz, visit sarahluz.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
In suffering, okay? I love action steps. I've said that before. And my belief, right? My belief has that the Holy Spirit is working within me to get me further, faster, stronger. But I need to put the work in. I need to put the work in though. And this is what I do. So let's first chat gratitude. And I want to take gratitude to a new level today. I always find the blessings and what to be grateful for. And I'll give you an example. Throughout the day, what I'm grateful for, what I'm experiencing that I'm grateful for, the flowers outside, walking, it's that gratitude. And if you've never heard of Brené Brown, look her up. She studies shame, vulnerability, and courage. And I was watching a documentary on her. And what I found so fascinating was through her decades of research, what she found that the people who were joyful had one common trait, and that trait was gratitude. And so what I want to share with you about gratitude is that I want you to take it to a new level. Okay. I want you to start looking at the blessings, at what you're grateful for, as you experience your suffering. Okay, so let's take an example. Let's use an example of a job loss. Okay, and let's go serious. Let's say that you're living paycheck to paycheck. Like, this is tight. This is a job loss. This isn't about even having money in savings. As you are experiencing it, I want you to start writing down the gratefulness that you're in the suffering. So for example, you're grateful for the doors that are about to be opened, because this is a chance that you would have never taken. This is something that you didn't want and can't wait for what's going to come of it. This is scary, but I'm grateful for having this this emotion that I know that I can lean into and grow in God about. This is, I'm grateful that, you know what, I'm going to gain some courage because I have to call up my relatives and ask them for money. I am grateful that I may not have a job, but I'm alive. I'm grateful. This is a powerful, powerful exercise and a powerful experience because I am not minimizing the gratitude that I have daily. This is about layers. This is about tearing apart layers and really feeling gratitude, really understanding gratitude inside of yourself. And so when you're going through this suffering and you're literally, you know, if I'm in this situation and I'm being truthful, if I'm in this situation and I hear the birds chirping and I'm like, oh, I'm grateful for the birds chirping, it does nothing for me. It does nothing because it's just so surface. It's like surface gratitude. And so what I'm sharing with you is how I have peeled back and gotten so deep in the levels of gratitude that when I go through the suffering, right? When I come out the other side, I got to be honest with you, I have such a greater magnitude of appreciation for things, for people, for experiences. Like, I'm so much more present that it's taught me to open my heart because I appreciate it so much. And I won't go into this today because this is a topic for another show. But you know, we're so afraid of loss, and I really believe that part of that, of not peeling apart the levels of gratitude and experiencing that such a deep love, is because we are so afraid of loss, of losing it, right? How many times do you get this great experience and then you're like, oh, like you're like right away, like you have this bad thought, like it's going to be taken away from you. So let that go. And I'll do a show on that because that's so important. However, just really, as you're going through the suffering, start to peel, even in your daily life now, you know, like, I get it. I know you're grateful for the sunrise. I know you're grateful for the birds chirping, but tear it apart. Look at your life. You know, why are you grateful that you're breathing? Like, really start to peel back those layers. If I start to talk about why I'm grateful that I'm breathing, I will get tears in my eyes because what it does is it brings me to, I get to see my kids grow another day. I get to watch them. I get to experience them. Literally, when you start to tear this apart, you'll get choked up because you start to feel the love. You start to feel the love that gratitude brings. And that's what I want you to experience. And that's the joy. That's part of the joy in the suffering. The other thing is that I wait on God. Waiting on the Lord is something the godly do. Waiting on the Lord is about, you know, he's never too soon. He's never too late. He has perfect timing. So waiting on him means giving trust to him, building that trust in him, letting go and letting God. A lot of people say that, I'm going to let go and let God. Well, do it. That's waiting on God. Present his problem to him and walk away. Let him deal with it. We want answers now. So we present a problem and then we wait and we don't have an answer within a minute. And then we're like, well, you're not dealing with the problem. You have to do it. Are you going to do it? Are you going to do something? Present the problem to him, wait on him, walk away and stay in prayer. Stay in prayer, stay in gratitude. And finally, be excited and curious about what's going to happen. God, Romans 8:28, causes all things to work together for good for those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. I want you to go back. Sometimes we call it a blessings journal. I want you to go back at all your moments, all your hard times. Now you can Monday morning quarterback, and I want you to write down what came out of it and how, if, I don't know, I found myself saying I wouldn't change a thing the way that it happened, the way that it worked out. I couldn't see it as I was going through it necessarily, but I can see it now. So go back in Monday morning quarterback and write down the blessings that came from out of really sticky situations, hardships, illnesses, deaths, hard times, bumpy times, bumpy roads, job changes, write them down and read them and take comfort in how it truly does work together for your good. We've run out of time, and please write in. I love hearing from you guys. Shoot me an email, jenniferzelib@yahoo.com. Visit me on the Facebook at Jen Zelib. Write in comments. You guys are great at private messages and sending me emails. Share with me. I want to hear all about the suffering you're going through and how I can help you find joy in it. This has been a great show, and have a wonderful week, everybody. You've been listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit jenniferzelib.com.